Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Putting tobacco settlement cost share funds on the ground, onto farms where it'll make a difference. Henry County Extension Agent Steve Moore says that is basically the way that CAPE, the County Ag Investment Program, has worked in their region of the state.
Our County Ag Development Council and the groups that have actually done the servicing of Kentucky Ag Development Funds have always had the philosophy to get as much of this funding in front of and used by farmers as quickly as they can and for the programs that they wanted.
Moore says Henry County is big into beef, so programs in that area have been popular, but so have grants for non-traditional types of production.
It really is a competitive process. All of our monies are spoken for very quickly. We never get to be able to handle all the people who do ask, but our Ag Development Council has actually limited the money from the state level in Henry County so that we just service more people. And some of those new producers, some of those producers that have smaller operations are able to get in and get some of these fundings and do programs that are worthwhile and create a better infrastructure for profit on their own farms.
We'll continue this Ag Development Snapshot from Henry County in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back today with Henry County Extension Agent Steve Moore on the popularity of CAPE, the County Ag Investment Program. He says because beef was already so strong there, related programs get plenty of attention, but non-traditional producers have access as well.
Small flocks of chickens, small flocks of sheep, hogs. So we've got a lot of other things going on too, and also into fruits and vegetables. So people can kind of menu pick, and they do all have a fairly good chance.
Upon production of this program, they didn't yet know the level of their CAPE funding from the state for this spring.
We go ahead and make plans based on just some rough assessments, and then we let that money come in. We have meetings as quickly as we know and get those funds appropriated out into the communities just as quickly as we can.
CAPE, making a difference. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.